Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simple. The cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021, according to some reports. The $34 trillion national debt has some investors worried if this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. Text DAN to 989898. Get your free information kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text DAN to 989898 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. So this guy went nuclear on TikTok, the video platform popular with the kids and just about everyone else around the world, because he's very upset that the cost of living has exploded through the roof and nobody can afford basic necessities anymore under Bidenomics. Thank you, Bidenomics. Hey, by the way, keep up with the eponymously named economic conditions. We love associating shit with Biden and Bidenomics. Listen to this guy. This thing got millions of views, and I will explain to you what's going on. Check this out.
Can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over three times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live? And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys. That's not.
He's not wrong. I don't know this guy. I don't know his politics. I don't really care. He's gone nuclear all over the place. He was on Fox this morning. I've seen this thing everywhere. But the thing is, you know, we can play these videos to make fun of Joe Biden, or we could take this guy seriously. The guy may or may not vote, but I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like this guy, dislike that video or not, he's correct. The goal shouldn't be to have to work 90 hours a week to feed yourself and stay alive, correct? We should be able to work a decent 40-hour week with some OT once in a while and have a decent house and a car for our families. I mean, that's the goal of a prosperous economy, right? We don't all want to be poor. Forgive me. I'm not trying to talk down to anyone. It's amazing how many outlets play these videos and they don't actually explain to the kid or the young man, whatever, what he's asking for. Okay, I'll explain it to you in crayon eating terms. Why is the cost of living expensive? Because the government is printing a lot of money. I want to show you something. We have this thing called the Federal Reserve, okay? Again, crayon eating terms. They create money digitally and they print it. Wow, he gave us the whole wallet. Hold on, just take his credit cards and stuff. If you see some suspicious charges, they're okay. So Guy has a note here. You'll notice it says at the top, crayon eating terms, Federal Reserve note. You can see that right there. Note, meaning the Federal Reserve created this. So the Federal Reserve creates money. Here we go, Guy. Thank you. Sorry, you're dialing. So the Federal Reserve creates money for the United States government, okay? When the United States government spends money it doesn't have, like Joe Biden's been doing, and Republican presidents too, to be fair, what happens? The Federal Reserve creates more notes, digital notes and paper notes. Well, what happens when we create more notes? Well, let's say we don't create more stuff, which we're really not doing. More notes create more stuff, chase more stuff. So when you have more notes chasing the same amount or just marginally more stuff, what happens? The price goes up because there's more notes. Did I explain that well? Is this pretty, is this crayon eating enough? To the dude in the video, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm not. I respect what you're saying. And I know the economy is garbage right now. And I feel you, bro. But when you print a bunch of money, FRNs, Federal Reserve notes, and you don't make enough stuff to absorb all that money, more money is chasing the same stuff, which means the stuff chases more money too, meaning it costs more money.
More in a minute, but first.
It's a very common sense reason gold is pushing all-time highs. Actually, there's several reasons. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion. It's causing a lot of people to wonder if the house of cards is going to come crashing down. You also got a presidential election year. Massive implications for the future of the country. You got a lot of uncertainty and instability out there. That's why a lot of Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. I've been a customer for a while. Have you diversified your savings yet? Help secure a portion of your savings with gold from Birch Gold, like I have many times. Text Dan to 989898. Get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text Dan to 989898 to claim your free info kit and help protect your savings from uncertainty. Today, performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply. Trump's a dictator, folks. You've heard it 1,000 times, over and over. Why? Because the left always accuses you of what? What does the left always accuse you of doing? The left accuses you of doing what they're up to, correct? Biden is a dictator. Of course, he is a dictator. How is he a dictator? Well, let's produce the receipts, because there are some probably moderate Democrats who've slowly fallen in love with the Dan Bongino show, and they're not yet convinced that their oatmeal god is a bad guy. They just think he's maybe a little bit incompetent, maybe has some cognitive deficit, needs some acetylcholine esterase, whatever drugs and stuff like that. Oh, no. Here's what inspired me to do this show, because there's always something that kind of prods my interest. Andy Kessler writes some interesting stuff at the Wall Street Journal. He has a piece I think you should read. It's called "The Presidency. I'm Against It." You like his stuff? His point is amazing. Now, keep in mind, Andy Kessler, right, by the way, is no big, huge Trump guy. Now, not that that matters, okay? It's just important you understand that even kind of moderate Republicans and Democrats are starting to wake up to the fact that we already have a dictator, and his name is Joey Boombas. He says maybe the most reported line is that Mr. Trump is a democracy-killing authoritarian. That's what you've heard, right? Look at Tony coming into the rescue. He stepped away. Tony walks right in there like Mariano Rivera. Bring in the righty. Tony comes strolling out of the bullpen in the bullpen car. Look at these guys. So Kessler notes, appropriately so, that you've probably heard Trump is this democracy-killing authoritarian dictator, fascist, Nazi, whatever it may be. He says, but check out this Washington Post headline. A Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. We should stop pretending. He says, but don't we already have that with the Biden administration? $144 billion in student loan forgiveness, open borders, net zero declarations, phasing out gas-powered cars for EV mandates no one wants, all without a single vote from Congress. Folks, there are limits on presidential power in a constitutional republic. But listen to me. It's not you. You're not the problem. You understand? Everybody, let's get around and hug together as a family. We are not the problem. Don't buy the left's bullshit arguments. You guys support Trump. He's a dictator. If he's a dictator, he's the single worst dictator we've ever seen. Controlling the border, giving you back more of your money, fighting for school choice, fighting to save human lives in the womb. Are you kidding me? What kind of dictator is that? Other dictators were involved in eugenics, wiping people out, disrespect for human life, stealing your money, opening borders to, you know, enemies to walk right in. What the hell are you talking about? The student loan thing happened again. I hate to keep bringing this up, but folks, if this is allowed to stand, so you understand the history of this, to people who took student loans out there, Joe Biden is trying to buy your vote. He's trying to buy your vote by insisting he's canceling your student loan. No loans are canceled. Media people, stop talking about Biden canceling student debt. I thought you were journalists. There is no such thing as canceling debt. Everybody vibing with me? There is no such thing as canceling debt. If you took out a student loan, imagine this cup is Bobby. Bobby takes a student loan. He takes money. He gives money to the East Tuna Fish College. Here. Here's East Tuna Fish College. There's the money. He gives it to him. And then the college all of a sudden wants the money for the next semester, but he took loans and he's got to pay the loan back. Where'd the money go? Because he still owes money. The answer is baseball card guy, Dan Bongino, and all the other taxpayers have to pay off Bobby's loan because the money is already gone to the college. How freaking hard is this to figure out? Loans aren't canceled. Ladies and gentlemen, all debts are paid. They are paid either by the creditor or by the debtor. The person who lent the money, the bank, has to be paid back. Okay? Because the money already went to the school. Where does the bank get the money? From you. They're not canceled. Nancy Pelosi even acknowledged this. showing you we're living with a dictator. In other words, they know the limits of presidential power, Nancy Pelosi and others, and they don't care. They're doing it anyway because Biden is a straight up dictator. Listen to me, dictator. Sorry, I had a stumble there. He's a dictator. They know. How do I know that they know what they're doing is a violation of the separation of powers in the Constitutional Republic? Because they said it. Listen to Pelosi herself.
People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Folks, listen, you don't even have, maybe you're a kind of a canoe liberal who's tuning in for the first time just to like poke fun at the show or something because you think it's funny, our country descending into totalitarian madness. Fine. Okay, welcome to the show. Great, good to have you here. Was Nancy Pelosi lying when she said that? Simple question for canoe liberals. Simple question. Was Pelosi lying then? So she's a liar. And they did have the power to cancel it, but she lied to everyone? Or does Joe Biden, has he just fabricated these powers and Pelosi was telling the truth when she said Joe Biden couldn't do it? I.e. what a dick Tater would do. Sorry, I just can't. The word just doesn't flow. Thank you in the chat. Someone's like, you're funny. I wish I was funny. I wish I was funny. I'd be a comedian. It'd be far easier to do political commentary. We'd have got to deal with assholes like these people all the time. I like this guy, Paul Sperry. This guy was an absolute mauler on the Spygate stuff. He was fantastic. So he says, breaking, former assistant FBI director Chris Swecker said terror cells. Now, Chris Swecker is a pretty good guy, folks. Let's just lay down the battlefield right now. We're not talking about Chris Wray yet, the FBI director, who I don't trust as far as I could throw him like a football, and that ain't far. He's a rather big guy. Chris Swecker is a pretty good guy. He said terror cells have entered the United States. Oh, shit, like we thought, and secreted themselves into cities thanks to Biden's broken border. They're in here now. And FBI Chief Christopher Wray must immediately adopt the broad strategy to ferret them out. Folks, Christopher Wray is going to be up on Capitol Hill today at 2 o'clock Eastern time. He's apparently going to tell people up on Capitol Hill, these lawmakers, that the threat level's through the roof. Now, I get it. This is one of those shows that's going to require us to not be like liberal morons, drones, and fake news journalists on the left. We're going to actually do facts and process them. You've got two competing arguments I laid out in the beginning of the show here. Number one, Christopher Wray is going to go up on the Hill today, and he's going to talk about this threat being through the roof, that he's, quote, never seen this level of threat in the United States. Chris Swecker, the guy I just put up in the Paul Sperry tweet, I appreciate and respect this guy. I think he's always been a truth teller. You've probably seen him on Fox. I don't think they're wrong. Maybe these things are true at the same time. I don't think they're wrong. I think Joe Biden's abdication of any responsibility at the southern border and the open border we have, where lunatics and crazies have taken advantage of the open border to send terrorists into the United States. We have no doubt about that. The only question is how many are here. Keep in mind, we are not debating if terrorists are in the United States through the border. We know that. Period, fact, the judges ruled. That's not what we're talking about. We're only talking about the number of terrorists. How many and where are they? And the answer is we don't know because a lot of them are gotaways. So maybe these two things are true at the same time based on the evidence that the threat level is through the roof and that Christopher Wray is in fact using that threat level to leverage pressure on Congress to pass this spying bill, this FISA renewal, along with getting some more money for the FBI. Maybe they're both true at the same time. Here's why I say that. It's not a cop-out. It's simply the facts seem to back both of those things up. Wray's kind of a snaky guy who's going to use anything to get this FISA thing renewed so they can spy on you. But also, that doesn't mean the threat isn't real. Here, look at this report from Axios. Here's what I mean. There's a senior U.S. general visiting Israel right now. They note Israeli officials say they're preparing for a possible unprecedented direct attack from Iranian soil, using ballistic missiles, drones, and cruise missiles against Israeli targets. In such a scenario, Israel will retaliate with a direct attack against Iran, the officials say. I don't like discussions of World War III and being dramatic, because when you start to talk like that, it doesn't happen. You lose credibility. And we don't want that to happen, obviously. And also, there are severe limitations there. However, ladies and gentlemen, if a land war broke out between Israel and Iran, Iran's army is not positioned to do anything other than regime preservation. They're not. All the bullshit talk about Iran, it's a regime preservation operation. In a one-on-one versus Israel, there is zero doubt Israel prevails. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is who else gets sucked in here? Is there a distraction from this fight against Hamas? Are a bunch of terror cells that are in the United States unleashed at the same time to keep us bogged down here? What does Russia and China do? Does China take advantage of the chaos to maybe stir up some tension in Taiwan? Does Russia up the ante in Ukraine and maybe engage in some tactical nuke operation? The answer is, I don't know. But the answer for you is we better get prepared for all of it. And don't get trapped in this, what does Gutfeld call it? The prison of the two ideas or something? Where you got to be one or the other. Both of these things can be true. This threat level can be through the roof and you should be prepared. And simultaneously, Ray may be using this to pass this dreadful FISA thing or get this thing pushed through Congress where they can continue to spy on us. So just the Bongino rule applies through these first three opening stories today. That's the first one. Just let the information settle. And the only thing you can do right now is get prepared. If the Iranians are going to do something in Israel, there's nothing you can do. What are you going to do about it? Tweet at them? There's nothing we can do about it. It'd be dreadful, be tragic. There's nothing we can. The United States government can do something. Israel can do something. There's nothing we can do. You can just be prepared on your own in case something breaks really bad.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.